Okay, we're starting Perek Vav. Samach Tes. L'keshe shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebeinenu. Keshe anikra reyosi. Reyosi. The relationship that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us is a keshe which is referred to as, we'll see how you translate that word. Yesh revadim amukim reyosi. What's revadim? How did we translate it last time, no?
Levels.
Interesting word there, eh? Revadim. There are many deep levels in understanding this relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Rayosi, my friend, beloved, my wife, my multiple words. Let's see. Rabbi Zayn Uzal, Amru B'mesechtas Yadayim, Perigimo, Mishnah. Ain kol ha'olam kulo kedai kiyom shenitzen by shir hashirim l'Yisrael. The whole world wasn't worth the day that shir hashirim was given to Klal Yisrael. You put everything, the whole world on one side of the scale, you put shir hashirim on the other, shir hashirim is worth more. Kol ha'olam kulo kedai, the whole world was worth, so to speak. It was worth the whole world being created just for the day that shir hashirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Yeah? As a matter, it wouldn't be worth more. It would be the same. Okay. So call.
What does it mean that Shir Hashirim was given?
Shir Hashirim was given to Klal Yisrael. The inspiration for Shlomo HaMelech to write Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim was taken from the high world and brought down and given to us. Torah. What does it mean? Torah was given to us. Every aspect of Torah, the whole of Tanakh, was given to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the conduit for the five books of Moses, and each Navi was the conduit for that part of the infinite, which is what Torah is, the infinite Klalim, which manifest themselves down here in the finite world. So yes, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim. He wrote Shir HaShirim, it means he was the Navi, he was the conduit, the Kesher, the intermediary that brought Shir HaShirim from its infinite source down into the finite world. That's what Torah is. Torah is the infinite clothes a man a finite beggar. That's part of the miracle we don't understand. Sometimes we don't understand how Neshama can be in a finite goof. We don't understand how Kosh Bolku can be inside a Sefer Torah, but he is. Somehow, that's the Neshama, yeah. So that's what it means. It was given to Klal Yisrael. I'm sure there are other meanings as well. I'm just giving the most basic understanding that we have. Shekol ha'ksuvim kodesh v'shir ha'shirim kodesh kadoshim. Because all the ksuvim in what's called Tanakh are holy, but Shir HaShirim is holy of holies. It's Kodesh Kedoshim, whatever that means. Kodesh HaKedoshim kuloi soid v'raz, holy of holies. The whole thing is secrets. Sod and raz is secrets. Tomon v'tzofon, hidden and hidden. Kachi gam kedushoisa shel sefer Shir HaShirim. Kodesh Kedoshim, just like the Kodesh Kedoshim is completely secret and hidden, and it's Tomon and Sofon, so too the holiness, the Kedush of Shir HaShirim is Sod V'Raz, Tomon V'Tzofon, the deepest secrets, hidden secrets of the Torah. V'nei B'Sefer Zeh Nimshel HaKesher Shebein Yisrael L'Avim Shebeshamayim. The whole of Shir HaShirim is a marshal of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people. The Kesher Shel Nisuin, a relationship of marriage, Kesher Bein Baal Leisha. It's talking about a husband-wife relationship. So it can't be taken literally. Even the translations that you have, the authentic translations, are very lacking, even by their own admissions. Kedar Kevi B'Sefer Zeh, the way of the Sefer, the idea, Chivoson Shel Yisrael Divna Kosh Baruch Hu. In the way of the Sefer, which is to notify the chibah, the love, the admiration, the endearment, I think the right word, of the Jewish people in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I say legat ma'at, you want to try and just get a little bit, touch a little bit, v'dvarim ninisgavim eilu ulevarim lifi archeinu, try and just touch a little bit on this sugya called Shir HaShirim, the marriage that exists between Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people.
Is this a shortened version of what he says in the entire book he has in Shir HaShirim, or is this in a different inyan completely?
Again, sorry?
He has an entire sefer on Shir HaShirim.
I haven't seen the sefer.
Okay, fine.
I'd imagine he goes through the sefer line by line, showing. I haven't seen the sefer. Is that what he does?
It's in the office.
Have you opened Shir HaShirim yet? He's pirish from Shir HaShirim. It's a pirish line by line, or it's a. We have it in the office. I haven't looked at it. I think I opened it as it came in. I'm still trying to. It's a problem. These guys write faster than I can read. Almost like text. Told them to write slowly because I read slowly, you know, but then I listen. So I'm not supposed to. I haven't even gone through Bais Yehudi properly yet. I'm trying to get a Chabura of Avreichim together, but it never happened. So maybe we should learn a bit of Bochrim as well. Compulsory reading for anybody who wants to get married. If you're thinking of getting married, it's a compulsory piece of work anyway. Nis'ava koshbochi lois loidira. Betachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this terrible urge to have somebody to live down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu very favored V'chash HaKesho Tani Mo B'Kesho Nesuit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his enormous chesed bound himself to us, or bound us to him, with this Kesho, with this relationship which we call Nesuit, which we refer to as marriage. Yeah? There's Erusin, which is the engagement, and then there's Nesuit, which is the marriage. Whatever that is, halachically, however that comes about. In order to break the ears, you know why you need to break your ears? Yeah, because the ears don't hear these words. These words are meaningless. I'm married to Hashem. The ears just, we don't have it. You've got to break your ears in order to hear that with an inner ear, because the words just don't gel. I'm married to Hashem. That's like saying there's a piece of plankton out there, you know, like that in Antarctic, when I'm swimming in the beach here in the Mediterranean, I have some marriage relationship with that piece of plankton. It's like ludicrous, right? I put my head in the sea and I go boom, boom, and some plankton says, "Ah, yeah, oh, I got you. Yeah, I'm with you." You know. The other marshal, so smile, okay? Doesn't cost anything to smile, even when you're feeling sick. Are you feeling a bit better?
Not better.
You look after yourselves this time of the year. You've got to take whatever you can to strengthen yourself.
Hot showers.
He's up on the roof now. Okay. One of the reasons I was late because I found him again. I said no. No, he knows the urgency, it's just whatever, it's complicated, we don't know, everything's working, that's the problem. We're just not getting hot water, everything, and so whatever, he's replacing all the elements and everything, it's crazy. It's usually what happens is they find the problem just when the first heat wave hits, you know, and they don't need it anymore. Winter is about 2 months, right? So by the time we switch it on, we realize there's a problem, we get the guy to fix it, and they find it's winter. So. Like in England, it's winter the whole year, so you organise. In the summer, you don't get that well organised in winter in London. You know what I'm saying? I'm freezing. It's crazy. Yeah. Every time I'm going to fix that broken window, and I'm going to, the time you get around to fixing it, it's in South Africa like that as well. So it's winter. So it's much worse. Winter's much worse here than it is in London. Because yeah. London, you're going inside, at least it's warm. Yeah, wherever you go, it's cold. It's freezing. So what about the heat in here? Fine, you'll see next winter we'll still be looking for the button here. You know, because the time you get, it's always winter already. As long as the air conditioner works, you're cool. You know, if the heat doesn't work, it's crazy. I can't stand it. The lack of hard work is not through lack of effort. I think you know that. It's not through lack of worry and energy and effort. And it's better. With the same thing with Lance, you remember? Huh? And we got it working. It was great. And we try to upgrade it now a little bit so that it would work better and whatever. We lost the whole. I don't know what happened. Yeah, but you have to know. I mean, maybe that's your cheshbon. I've got a. My ruchness is making sure that your God's gashmis is taken care of. That's what else do I have left there? Okay. That's what Hashem does. What does Hashem do? Hashem makes sure we have hot water, right? So, I have to at least try to do the same. Who invented this idea of hot water? It's crazy. When I lived in the east, I'm talking about high up in the mountains, very high up. I'm talking about higher than most peaks in the Alps. There's villages in Nepal, you know, in the foothills are much higher than the Alps. 15,000 feet in Nepal is not that high, which is where most of the Alps are at that height. Anyway, so I stayed in this one village for a while, and there's hot water. I mean, they're talking primitive. You're talking way back. They still plough with it. You know, they grind wheat with a hand mill. Nothing's changed there in 2,000 years. Okay, and everyone has to get up. It's freezing. I mean, we're talking cold. You have no idea how cold. I mean, the sun comes up at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's been blocked up by the MLF. It's freezing. You could die. And they keep themselves warm inside by making fires, and there's no chimneys, so the houses get full of smoke. It's like crazy.
So you need a shovel anyway.
So and you go outside, and everybody's standing there by the thing, you know, washing with this ice cold water. I mean, so I didn't shower for like the whole time. It wasn't shy. It was just never. And they cool. They don't have a problem. Everyone gets up in the morning, take a bucket of water, you pour it over your head, and it's cold. You know. Torture. You torture people like that. You know, if they don't put one over me, I would have signed anything. And I just don't do that to me again. You realize you get used to what you get used to. You know. What if you get used to? That's what you get used to. You know?
It's a long time to start.
What? You got bread? No, if you've grown up like that from when you're 1 year old, your mother throws a bucket of cold water, you kind of get used to it, so that's what you do. But if you to learn it now, that's what the Bala Musi used to do. They used to break their meters by doing that. But we don't have anything to break. We're broken already. We're trying to rebuild. That's not our job, rolling in the snow and all that sort of stuff. That's not for us. We need hot showers. Meat once a day at least. Hot shower, it's different than a window. By the way, if you need hot showers in the meantime, there's plenty of hot water on this floor and in the second wing on our floor. If you want to you could just get the key for Wolitsky for the shower or whatever in the kitchen. I mean, the hot water, that's just our wing.
That's a good idea.
I mean, the dilemma of our wing is lacking hot water. There's no shortage of hot water in the building. Yes, I'm just well. Hopefully today he'll fix it. He's there working on it now. But it suddenly dawned on me. There's 12 dulim up there. We have 3, so the other 9 are working beautifully. There's 3 that are the second wing. Each wing has 3 boilers. So okay. So lishbo es ha'ozen, to shatter our ears. Nishtamesh b'moshel. Let us use a moshel. Nital etzmeinu adam gadol. Talmud chochem neratz. Shakol mishchorim lepischoy. You have this Talmud chochem gadol b'teira. What's the word? Elucidated. No, man. What's the word? Lucid, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Shorim Pishoy. Shakol Mishorim Pishoy. What does it mean? Everybody's
waiting at his door.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to learn. Everybody's trying to get him to see him. Everybody's like there. Mefusam b'Teresa Gudlosa. He's famous for his Torah and his greatness. Kulan nishmoim lo, everyone listens to him. V'ish einu maz lahamarot et piv. Nobody, it's chutzpah, you know, to try and go against what comes out of his mouth, what he says. V'ine. Gam Adam Godel zeh. Even this great man. V'yu Godel kakol shiye. No matter how great he'll be, imu yetzu libnot bayis ula hakim mishpocha. If he wants to build a house and raise a family, he's got to marry a woman, right? I don't care how big a godel he is, how much of a makubal he is, if he wants to build a home, he's going to have to get married. Where the house will be, meaning that what will come from this house will be tolu on the wife. If she'll do his will, then good. V'im lav, he can't force his will on her. But rak in this area, only his wife is musugal to help him. No one else can help him in this area of building a family. Can't force her. Amna, lo achas osu isha zu liyeis p'chusa mivenu b'harba. He he's not going to find a wife that's on his level. Whoever he marries is going to be much lower than him, on a much lower level than him. Correct? You're going to find one woman that's holding in his godless. You understand?
But there's no overseer about it, though. Like,
what? What he says, Amna, lo achas osu ishe zu liyois pechus mimenu baharba.
What?
I'm going to live night at the bias who mukhrach l'sais isha. Because he's just so way above the human race. Moshe Rabbeinu was just so way above the human race. Okay, so he married, what was her name? Tzipora. She was a great woman or whatever, but she was nowhere by Moshe Rabbeinu.
Avraham Avinu.
Hashem, okay, fine. So good. So they're good. I'm not saying it's always going to be like that. I'm saying in our marshal, you have a guy who's so way above, way beyond the human race, that whoever he's married, he's going to be lower than him. He's going to marry this lowly girl. Okay, you want to get married? You got to get married. Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu had to marry Tzipora for other reasons, whatever. The time she was ready to marry Moshe Rabbeinu, she has to be somebody. But you can't say she's the Talmud Chacham. She's not because she has the Talmud Chacham. She wasn't even a Nevi'ah. She didn't have Nevi'ah. She didn't have Nevi'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nevi'ah. He was married to him. Didn't have Nevi'ah. In order to go up to Hasin, I had to be Polish from her. I mean, you understand? You got the marshal. I'm not saying there are no exceptions. I've had a. You see, if it wasn't for Rivka, Yitzhak would have given the brachos to Isaac. Yeah, good. We're not saying women aren't great. Tzipora saved Klal Yisrael. If it wasn't for Tzipora, you and I would still be Mitzrayim. Because Akechim would have killed Moshe Rabbeinu, and Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu had taken them to Mitzrayim, no one else could have. It would have been the end of all of us. Tzipora was the one that knew to mull her son on the spot. Good, but was she a Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course not. So, but if he wants to raise a family, if he wants to have a child to do bris milah on, he's going to have to marry somebody. He has to marry a woman. You should step down a level and marry. Even if you have to step down a level, get off your high perch and step down and lower your level in order to get married. So that's what you have to do. Plenty of people running around 35, 36, 37, they never got married because they were too picky and choosy. They wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't lower themselves to get married. Now who's go down a level and marry your wife. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mekayim the Gemara Yevamos. It says you should, even if you have to, doesn't mean you have a chiv to marry someone lower than you, but even if you have to step down, marry someone lower. Somebody who's not on your level, somebody who's not a big Talmud Chacham like you, somebody who's not holding in your levels or whatever. That one has to define exactly what the Gemara is doing. Talk to the man. It says step down and get married. It means, why aren't you married? Well, I haven't found what I'm looking for. So fine, so lower your aspirations a little bit. Don't be so fast.
We're talking about the dafka in learning or no?
No, not dafka in learning. No. Who says a woman can learn? Ask the following question. We understand the difference between the Chofetz Chaim and me. I mean, we think we understand, but we understand that there's a big difference. Yeah? You understand, between you and me and the Chofetz Chaim, there's one heck of a big difference. Chofetz Chaim was Kulu Torah Kulu, Baal Mishneh Brura, the father of Aloch. I mean, so you understand, me and him, we understand how. What was the difference between the Chofetz Chaim's wife and my wife? Chofetz Chaim's wife and your mother, what's the difference? Her Kugel was that much better? What was the difference?
Could be.
Kavanas, yeah, but I'm saying in Etzem, in the day to day, what she did, what my mother did, and what your mother did, and what the Chofetz Chaim's wife did, and what Chofetz Chaim's mother, what was the difference? She was cleaning the house, she was washing, she was looking after the baby, she was this, she was that. Yeah, maybe she was more tall, maybe she was more makpid, but at the end of the day, difference is something we can grasp, we can even mention. When I say, what does it mean, the Chofetz Chaim, you can't articulate it, there's nothing to even talk about. The gap is so humongous that we can't even speak, yeah? And yet, my wife and mom are still very comfortable talking to the Chofetz Chaim's wife. So bro, if I were talking to the Chofetz, I wouldn't be able to think, what am I going to talk about? Hopefully, you remember one cashier in Mishnah Berurah you're going to ask, but what are you going to talk about, yeah? But shopping recipes and discussing babies and homes and cooking, I can talk about it the whole day. What's the problem? You get what I'm saying here? Yeah. So the Chofetz Chaim steps down and he marries somebody that's not the Bokin Kulutari Kulu or whatever. He marries a woman. He understands. He's not marrying the Galado. He's not marrying a Chavrusa. That's what I mean. Step down. Don't think you can marry, for our purposes, don't think you can marry the Galado. You're going to marry someone who's Matimfi or Big Tzedakis or whatever. But doesn't have to be the intellectual giant that you are. She doesn't have to be a big Nami like you. She doesn't have to be the Baal Mishnah Berurah like you are. Many women, because that's only tafkid in the world. It's not a job. The job's not to be God. Your job's to be God. How does Hashem marry us, so to speak? Because he steps down. Kachil yachol na'ar kosh bochul. Kach mubil chazal. Amar Reb Shmuel ben Nachman. B'sha shibol kosh bochul so oilam. Nis'ay v'shiyitye lo dire b'tachtoirim. He had a taiva that he should have somewhere to live down. Yeah, he had a taiva for a wife. He wanted a home so bad, he'd marry anybody, just like have a home and a wife and a family, and raise a family.
Sorry. Is there not a principle that woman should be kind of like holding higher than a man?
Philosophically, we say they are. They're more closer to Hashem because they're more isekutsaino.
I mean that kind of a woman is kind of the one that kind of slaps a man into shape, like
she does anyway, but yeah, but sometimes she doesn't. Some Rosh Yeshiva's wives build the yeshiva by mamash being hands on running the yeshiva, and some Rosh Yeshiva's wives run the yeshiva and build the yeshiva by standing far away. You have to, I mean, each wife will bring out in the husband what he needs. She's there. She's like some kind of Isaac and Eve. She's like some kind of mirror on him, what he needs. That's all cosmic stuff. I don't know. I'm just talking a little nicer. You know, could also mean like you come from this very chosh of a family and she comes from a simple family. You know, you come from this sort of royal family, you know, with all the yichus and all the, you know, you're the direct descendant of the Vilna Gaon or whatever, and she's whatever. She's a Baalei Teshuva, let's say. Yeah, could mean like that. Come down off your perch and marry somebody. There are lots of different examples you can give, but the concept in the marshal is to understand how Kosh Baruch Hu, what does he want with me? It's like, you know, it's like this little plankton in Antarctica. Like, you know, what does Jamie Field want from me? I'm a nothing. I'm just a little piece of molecular speck, and then there's this big human being wants to have a relationship with me. That's my marshal that I always use. A piece of plankton out there that I'm talking to the whole time. It's like, because that's Hashem and me, and it's like, kaviyach. Luna mikra shakosuv ef shahay loimer. Had the pasuk not said what we couldn't say this. Kaviyach lakosh boch chofetz lahakim bais ulvlad ben diru boelam atachton. The kosh boch who somehow wants to kind of like establish a home and build an apartment in this lonely world. He wants a place to live here, whatever that means. Hashem kachum ki yahot tzarech isha, for that he needs a wife. No matter how great he is, and no matter how all encompassing whatever he is, but if he wants to build a home, then he needs a wife. V'inei berov tov v'chasle v'ocha kosh bochu bonu. Now kosh bochu chose us. Hashem bochu bonu mikolo amin. He chose Am Yisrael. The Knesset Yisrael yos liri yosli. Knesset Yisrael to be his wife. Anu nivne lo bayis diru b'tachtonim kivi yochul. We built somehow a world in this house in this lowly world, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu yochel lo liyachad imay kederech sheish vishadayim yachad, and Hashem lives with us. V'shechanti b'seichem, I'll live amongst you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu somehow comes and lives in this home that we built for him. Where if it's a meichel lagia lemadreges dveikus v'kir v'she'en kmo boilam, via this process we can come to enormous closeness with Hakadosh Baruch Hu that you can't find anywhere else in the world. Nagia lemadreges hadveikus shemen ish liishtoi. She madragas vay labasa echod. Whatever labasa echod means. I've only met one Jew who told me he, once his marriage got to what he understood what it meant, labasa achas. Like one entity somehow. There's such a oneness, there's such a closeness, there's such a kirva that you kind of feel. Dr. Bortz, you know the famous Meisaber of Ariel Levine? That was Dr. Bortz.
How leg is it?
That was.
Yeah.
There's a famous story that Ariel Levine came into the doctor with his wife. He said, our leg hurts. She'd hurt her leg. So he said to the doctor, our leg hurts. So I found out who the doctor was. It was Rav Kivitz's brother-in-law, Dr. Pearl Bortz, who lives in Telstar. He told me for Shabbos. He said, I have to go see what a Balchuba is supposed to look like. What a normal Talmud Chochem Balchuba is supposed to look like. He said, I have to go there for Shabbos. You've been there.
Oh, we're supposed to read.
You've never been there for Shabbos?
Yeah, we've been to Benjamin.
Benjamin? Okay, fine. Benjamin. But you have to, yeah, but you have to go to the borders of Shabbos. So then, just to meet him.
Right to see.
That you should try. And anybody wants to go there for, let me know. We can ask you to go there for Shabbos. Mamash Kedah. Mamash Kedah. We came from in that hunt.
Is that where the sukkah, you had a sukkah of
Simcha?
Is that the story you told us?
No, there was another family that Rupsimcha came to the sukkah, but it was his personal doctor, his personal physician. And a chavrusa, isn't it? The tapes are still in the room. Tetzer is the tapes still from those chavrusas. Okay. So, Kesha Dveika Sa'otzum Shuzechinu Lo. La'ana Nishtal Levama Ad Et Advarim Lefi Archeinu. Let's try and understand this according to our ability to understand what we're talking about, this Kesha Dveika, this marriage to Hashem, this relationship. What does all this mean? Let's try and understand this according to our understanding. There's a wonderful part of the Sefer, there's a very beautiful part of the Sefer. Both the Moshul and the Nimshul are very important to Chapya. They're both important in Hachonas, the marriage, and also in understanding the relationship with Hashem. B'talich HaNesuim, Shenerach B'klal Yisrael, B'tzuim Shleish Shlovim. Marriage in Jewish law, in Halacha, is made up of three stages. Hashlav HaRishon Hu Havot. It's the vort. Yeah? What's the vort? Haskama shnei atzadim linasa ze leze ulekoris b'nehem bris. It's the agreement between the two parties to go ahead and get married and enter into a covenant.
Ours isn't like that. It's not like the vort that people have today.
Well, today we don't do the some people do. The erusim, what we call the erusim. The vort is what we call the lachai, maybe, or whatever.
Yeah,
the,
so that's not really anything.
Yeah, the tanoim, really. The tanoim, which we don't do. We don't do it until the mamash, the wedding. But in the full world, they do. They do it at
so
the
erusim.
So they
do, and they
break the plate.
To play at the vort.
That's the vort, yeah. That's okay. The vort. That's what the vort is. We, for various reasons, the Bachumur, we wait until just before the chuppah to do that. We do just before the ksuvah. That's called the vort. That's the haskoma. Achrei avort, megir shlava erusim. After the vort is what's called the erusin, which is what we call kiddushin. Yeah, which used to take place a year before the actual nisuin. Today we do it all under the chuppah. Well, achreim bo shlava chuppah v'hayichud ichud, and then you get the yichud, you get the chuppah and the yichud, whatever's kobaya, whatever sets the nisuin. The davar beichud amiti upnimi ben shnei chelkei neshama shel oida. We're talking about the yichud, we're talking about what marriage is, yichud, we're talking about the real emistika yichud, a primistika yichud, an inner spiritual relationship, a bond between two parts of the neshama that were originally created to be one, got separated, and are now joining back together to become one again. Understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava as one. He then separated them and said, can I get back together again? So that's what marriage is. Marriage is coming back together again with that which L'chadchila should have been together. The way it was in the storehouse of souls. Lekol echad mishloishes ha-shlovim yesh shlav makbil b'seid ha-nesuim u'brichas ha-bris sheben Yisrael ha-kale leben ha-kosh b'ruch ha-chosim. Each one of these three shlavim we can see in the order of the nesuin of the cutting of the covenant between Klal Yisrael the kale and ha-kosh b'ruch ha-chosim. You can see the three relationships that exist between us going through the three stages of marriage. Because we take the chachom levore karish amo Yisrael al yedei chupa v'kidushin u'mashmois hadvorim hi gam she'ashem karish amo Yisrael v'ayim hoifchin l'riyase. In the inference of the matter, in the way we understand the subject, it's the way Hashem was makarish amo Yisrael and turned us into his beloved wife. We go through the three stages, we will understand how what our relationship is with Hashem. So Ashiduch, first you need a shatchem. want to get married, you've got to find the Shatchin, yeah? The Brisbane of Besorim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hishtadcho Kviyochol Im Avraham Avinu. At the Brisbane of Besorim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu somehow started off the Shidduch process of Avraham Avinu. Shneim Kolsu Brisbane Zeh. They cut a covenant, the one with the other. Avraham Avinu ishtabed mitzidu l'Hashem shehu ubon avachorov yishtodlu b'kol koichem la'avi esabriya l'shleimusa. Avraham Avinu committed on his side that he and his children afterwards will do everything in their power, will mishtal everything in their power to bring the world to its shleimus, to its final completion. L'man matarazu ha'em muchanim l'kaim es kol asher yivakesh me'em achasen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to do that, they would undertake to do whatever the Chosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of them. There would be no relinquishing, weakening of the imunah and the bond to the Chosin forever. Lemarata kashim haim lo yachlifu v'lo yimru b'keilachei chas v'chelila. No matter what difficulties the relationship, no matter what they would suffer and go through, they would not substitute their God, this relationship with Hashem for any other God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzido mishtabed lekalosa, Knesset Yisrael. On the side of the chosin, what's the chosin bringing after the checkbook? What's the chosin bringing to the table? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzido mishtabed lekalosa, Knesset Yisrael. He guaranteed to the Klal Yisrael. He would not swap clothes off for any other nation. This is a one-off marriage. There's no dual marriages here. He passes like Rabbeinu Gershom. Can only marry one wife, and you can't divorce her by koch. That's the Xeris Rabbeinu Gershom, which came to fight the Christians, because the Christians said even if you were Hashem's wife, Hashem got rid of you. So Rabbeinu Gershom said you can't divorce a woman by koch. And the time it was is okay. So he can't get rid of you, but he's taken us as well. Rabbeinu Gershom said you can only marry one.
Was there only a gezera that you can't divorce both?
Yeah, midrash you can. Rabbeinu Gershom, and only in the times of Rishonim. Rabbeinu Gershom, late gezera. Yeah, what did he do? I'm not saying that's why he did it, but you see, it was at the times of the Christians. He bound a Kosh Baruch Hu to not go into the shit of the Christians. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't get rid of us, and he can't marry another woman. But he never could, because at this point, sorry, that was a really.
No, but he obviously didn't do it for Hashem, he did it for us.
I know, I'm just saying, you see, the treaty of the Gezeira, it's a fault. But he bound Hashem as well, you have to understand that. When the Rabbanim made a Gezeira, they knew that they were affecting Hashem as well.
No, Hashem was bound, I mean, not because of that decree.
Good, but it could have been a message he was sending out to the Christians. Yeah. But exactly, nobody's kavanas were, about his kavanas were that you can't marry another woman, you can't divorce because of whatever the takanas of the needs were at the time. But when you're dealing with a Rishon, there's multiple ramifications.
Christians cupped.
I don't know if it was aimed at the Christians, it was aimed at us. I don't think he was sending a message to the Christians. He was telling the Christians something that we needed to hear, not that they needed to hear. We needed to know when our imunah is weakening and whatever, he came to strengthen that imunah, that Hashem's not going to get us go. People used to live with that marshal. We today don't. We need books to explain to us that we actually have this blood, intimate bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even when the Yehudi don't believe it. There were people that lived like that, and they understood this. That he's showing with it. Let's just finish off here because I can hear about Sipper making his way up. Kilo yemeim v'lo yachlivim b'shum omas acheres. Heim yehu am segula. They would be a treasured nation. V'rak heim yiskula avi esoilam letikuna. Only they could bring the world to its completion. Hein tachli sabriya veneza tifalto lenetzach. They are the purpose of the creation, the crown and splendor forever and ever.
Probably the Jews, right?
Say what?
It's probably the Jews.
Knesset Yisrael. He doesn't say Jews, it's called Knesset Yisrael.